We'd like to get an update now on a story from some years ago, a story that has abortion providers around the country on edge. A woman convicted decades ago of attempting to murder a doctor who performed abortions was released from federal custody this week. In 1993, Rochelle Shannon shot and wounded Dr. George Tiller in Wichita, Kansas. Tiller recovered from that attack but was murdered years later by another anti-abortion extremist. Now clinics around the country are stepping up security. NPR's Sarah McCammon has the story.
Julie Burkhart worked with Dr. George Tiller at his clinic in Wichita, Kansas, for several years before his death in 2009. She'd sometimes go into his office for meetings.
And right there, laying on his couch, would be his bulletproof vest. That was a constant reminder.
Burkhart now runs a group called Trust Women, which operates three clinics that provide abortion, including one in Wichita. Tiller performed abortions later in pregnancy, often for women facing serious health conditions or fetal abnormalities. He became a literal target for anti-abortion extremists like Rochelle Shannon. She's been associated with a group called Army of God, whose website describes those who kill abortion providers as heroes. Burkhart says Tiller often thought about that attempt and others.
There was always this sense in the back of your head that, you know, who could be the next gunman or gunwoman out there.
Burkhart calls Shannon's release from a halfway house a few days ago unsettling for clinic workers around the country. Catherine Hancock Ragsdale is with the National Abortion Federation, which represents abortion providers.
We're all very concerned about her release. She has a long and extensive history of committing and inciting violence successfully. And her release has all of us on edge.
We are not going to put the voices of people who advocate violence against abortion providers on NPR. But I did speak this week with one of the leaders of Army of God, Don Spitz of Virginia. He says he spoke with Shannon recently, though he's no longer allowed to talk to her as a condition of her release. Spitz says he still believes killing abortion providers can be morally justified. As far as he knows, Shannon has no plans to try again, he says, though they didn't discuss that specifically. Most major anti-abortion rights groups denounce such acts. Carol Tobias is president of the National Right to Life Committee.
The pro-life movement does not advocate violence, even against those who would kill unborn children. I don't believe our rhetoric has contributed to that, and we would certainly condemn anyone who does take the life of an abortion worker.
The threat to abortion providers isn't just about Rochelle Shannon or any other single individual, says Catherine Hancock Ragsdale of the National Abortion Federation. She says trespassing incidents at clinics tripled in 2017 from the year before, and threats of violence nearly doubled.
Our rhetoric around all issues of disagreement has been inflamed and enhanced, and anti-abortion extremists are seizing this moment to take advantage of that volatile climate and piling on.
She points to the divisive political climate under President Trump, though Trump has never called for violence against abortion providers. Former U.S. Attorney Steve Pfeiffer says he continues to be concerned about the prospect of violence from extremists like Rochelle Shannon. He prosecuted her case in the 1990s and has continued to follow it.
She has counseled people to commit similar acts, even more violent acts than she did. And there's been nothing to indicate that she's changed her mind in that regard.
At a moment when political tensions are high, clinics around the country say they're evaluating their security measures and talking with staff about the risk from people like Shannon and anyone else she might inspire. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.